Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Arch, we played a soundbite where you went through the amount of times we were under center in this game with Coach, and he said, hey, you got to do what your quarterback does best. I just want to start there, and why did the Falcons' offense appear to function better with Cousins under center? But more importantly, isn't this what we should be doing, and is there a reason why we haven't been doing it with Michael Penix?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things to kind of try to dive into here, Carl. When you talk about the offense operating pretty well, if you go back to the first half of the Carolina game, that might have been the best we've looked on offense all year long. So I think we got to keep things in perspective. You also maybe you're playing a little bit weaker opponent. There's a lot of things that are factored. I'm trying to dispel Kirk being under center. I played virtually my entire career under center and played in an offense where we ran play action. I know what you guys are getting at and trying to find some answers
right
here. But I think that if you looked at it objectively, we operated pretty damn well in the first half before Penix got hurt, even into that early second half before Penix got hurt. And we ran, I think I charted that game, we ran 30 plays of pistol and 12 plays of shotgun, did not run an under the snap until Kirk came in the game. And then Kirk ran 9 plays under center against Carolina. And offensively, I don't want to dispel what we did offensively this week. I mean, Kirk was 7 of 9 in play action for 117 yards in the game. All of that, I think, eight of the nine attempts were from under center. I think he had one play action pass from the shotgun. Extremely efficient, you know, and extremely good. But if you look at Penix against Carolina, he went 3 of 4 on play action out of the pistol and threw for 55 yards there. So I know what we're getting at. I know there's an axe to grind here a little bit, but I just don't know how efficient we were offensively. He had 300 yards of offense, and 117 yards of that offense came on 3 plays. So, I mean, you take that with what it's worth.
Now, Arch, we've been just trying to figure it all out. I mean, the inequity as far as the other team getting so many more plays, that was still a problem, 23 more plays for the Saints in this game, and that's been continuing because the defense has been so good, ironically, being so much better at getting the quarterback on the ground and not translating to wins. Getting back to the whole thing with Zach, it just seems like, I mean, is there a sense of, hey, we got to go with what works now? So he's cool under center, so let's just roll with it because the season and somebody's jobs are on the line now.
Well, I think that Raheem has been pretty consistent with saying that, you know, and I know he didn't divulge a lot to you guys, and I know it's irritating to the fans. He's really good and really good at staying veiled as to what he wants to say. But I think he is been consistent that I'm going to put the guy in the game where he's most comfortable. And Kirk is more comfortable under center Penix is more comfortable in the pistol. Whether you like that or not, I get it. I understand that. Right. So are you more efficient in one or the other? I don't know that you could say that. I mean, this was a team last year was sixth in the National Football League in yards from scrimmage offensively. I think they were one of four teams or five teams that were top 10 in both throwing the football and running the football. And, you know, a lot of that was Kirk working in the pistol. The biggest question I think you guys are getting to is, can Michael operate from under center? Is there some kind of problem where he can't operate from under center? I don't think that's the case. I don't know that I think that they have ebbed towards where he feels most comfortable. Could you force him and maybe force feed a little bit under center stuff? I think if you go back to the Giant game last year, that was the game where we had, two pick sixes, and we beat the Giants here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I think that might even have been his first start. He did some stuff. He did a lot more under center in that game than he has, you know, obviously this season. So I know that's the problem here. Now, the one thing I will say about the defense being on the field, and both sides are culpable here. The offense has got to stay on the field. You got to get first downs. Okay, you've got to keep your defense off the field if you can. But remember this: the reason the numbers were skewed in the second half against New Orleans is New Orleans went on a 15-play drive to start the second half. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got the football and went three and out, and that's where you blow it up on the offensive side. You need to go get some first downs. But then New Orleans got the ball back and went on another 15-play drive. The offense didn't have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. That was 30 plays they ran in total, about 120 yards of offense. Now, fortunately, the defense was really good in the red zone and didn't let them in. But the defense is responsible for that. They converted 5 of 10 conversion situations, both third and fourth down. So defense has been awesome getting onto the quarterback. They did a really good job of limiting explosive plays this weekend. We came in 29 plays of 15 yards or more the last three games the defense had given up. They gave up 4 on Sunday. So they really buttoned that up significantly. So you want to point to one person. I've told you guys before, there's just not one conclusive answer to which you put your thumb on.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, coming up, Barbara Dooley's going to join us. We're talking with Dave Archer about the Falcons. So how do we stack another one? Tell us what we need to know about this Jets team and going into this weekend, because the offense did look more fluid, and if that continues, then that bodes well for us, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can continue to run the football, I mean, obviously that's the basis of what this team wants to do, is run the football and then have the efficiency you had this last weekend in off that play action game, which I know Mike loves, and it was mm-hmm. cool to see us touch him down the field with the play action to Mooney. It was good to see Mooney get back involved. I thought that it was kind of all hands on deck, and I thought everybody answered the call. I know you guys have talked about Drummond coming in and getting, three grabs of that. Charlie Warner thought he was at Rabun County again, and all of a sudden he's running up the field making plays. And that's what you have to do when you have one of your best players in Drake London, one of the best players in the league at his position, out, and a guy you depended on significantly. I think that from a defensive standpoint, this is a Jet team. Even though they've traded a couple pieces away, like Quinnen Williams, they're still pretty good on defense. They're gonna fight you. So one thing that Brick knows is that defensive side of the football. You know, when he went and got Divine Diablo, he wanted to go get two guys, go get a guy that would mirror the two guys he had at linebacker, Quincy Williams, and Jamin Sherwood. You know, those two guys. Sherwood's got 102 tackles already on the year. Those are the two guys he was trying to mirror when he went and got Divine Diablo. So you know how much he respects those two guys on the defensive side of the ball. And they've got the kid coming off the edge from Iowa State that can rush the passer in Will McDonald. So they're decently salty defensively. You better bring your game on offense.
Yeah, I hated the two false starts with Elijah Wilkinson. O-line has been, it started off like gangbusters, and then it's just kind of, it's fizzled a little bit. Dave Archer's with us here talking about the Falcons. We'll be up there at the branch tomorrow talking to Raheem Morris. We'll ask him questions all about it. The play calling, Penix, why doesn't he do this stuff under center? Why wasn't he in preseason? These are not questions for Arch. These are questions for Ra.
No, I wish I could give you the definitive answer. I'm not in those meetings, Mike. Right. I wish I could give you. I liked being under center. I liked being in the shotgun. The play action stuff that you could do under center and assuming. Now, again, I've talked a little bit about how the offensive line has to help you out there, but the secondary is definitely peaking in the backfield. Is a longer play action give you more of an opportunity to influence those guys in the secondary? It certainly looked like Alante Taylor bit hard on the play action fake that allowed Mooney to get in behind him on that deep throw.
Right.
So there is some validity to that. I buy into that. I mean, that's the way it was when I was playing. We did a lot of hard play action from underneath center, and we were pretty successful with it.
One thing, Arch, and again, if you want to dive in this one, I'll throw it out there. You can pass or you can answer it. The feelings that Cousins wasn't forthcoming, like nobody wants to be taken out. He wasn't happy that they drafted a quarterback. He came to Atlanta under the impression it would be his team, and obviously not happy that we drafted a young quarterback. So he's not going to be forthcoming if he's really hurt. If there was just a journeyman like a Gardner Minshew who could come in for a week, maybe Cousins sits out, gets right, and we don't lose last season. Conversely, they then pivot to Michael Penix Jr., perhaps over maybe some hard feelings, the way Kirk spun it at the Super Bowl, saying, oh, no, I was really hurt. And maybe Michael Penix Jr. needed another year to watch from the bench. You buy into any of that?
Yeah. No, I think there's certainly, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. I think there's some things to that. I mean, if you go back and you think about, okay, Kirk was going to be your starter for 2 years. I know there's been some conversation about it. Terry said, hey, we're not going to be drafting as high again, so we need to go ahead and get a quarterback now that we can play later on. Their whole plan was for Penix not to play for a couple of years. So is this development stuff you guys are talking about, is that part of what kind of ambushed him a little bit here? Is maybe he's playing a little bit before they thought they needed him to and before he was ready to take over the offense. I mean, you can come up with a lot of different scenarios here. I don't think you mortgage the team and the future of the team to make a point to a guy that didn't say something to you about an injury. I don't know that I would go that far as to say, okay, we're going to give it to Penix because you lied to us about an injury. I don't think that it's that petty, but I do think there was some reluctance on Kirk to say something because he knew that there was a guy waiting in the wings. Had that guy not been waiting in the wings, would he been more forthcoming? I think that's all those arguments can probably have us grow some legs a little bit. That doesn't help us right now, obviously. We've got to go try to win, you know, 6 games and see if we can kind of come from nowhere on the rest of the league.
Dave Archer brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. I want to ask you about our two rookies. They're balling.
Yeah.
They're balling. And all of a sudden, Arch, you feel like you have two real building blocks with Jalen Walker and James Pierce. This is, I think, better than we expected. And I don't know if Falcon fans realize it because, again, the way the season's been going, how well these two young guys are playing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's more than what I expected. I don't think it's more than what Mike expected. I think all of us expected these two guys to come in and breathe fire on the other team's quarterbacks. And it's taken a couple of games and maybe to get into it. But they certainly are doing that now. And I think you can add to Carl, you know, you start talking about two young guys and Jalen Walker and what James Pierce are meaning to this team. Let's not forget what Brandon Dorlus is doing. He's got 6 sacks from the defensive tackle position. You've got to go back to Grady Jarrett early in his career. I mean, I think Calais Campbell had 6 sacks here a couple years ago when we brought the old guy in. But Grady Jarrett, you know, you got to go back and think about, 8 sacks several years ago at the defensive tackle position. You add Ruka Roboro to that. I think you really like the young football players that you've assembled on this football team. But Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., I don't know if it's more than I expected. I kind of expected a lot out of those guys, as I think everybody else did. But you know what? They're showing up and ready to ball. And the thing that I like about it, guys, is there's an attitude about them that you start talking about, what do guys bring from the SEC that come from winning programs? They're coming here expecting to kick your ass, okay? They're not coming here, you know, as Mike likes to say, I came here to chew bubble gum and to kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum, okay? They want to get after you, and that's who they were in college, and that's what they're bringing to the table. And frankly, we have not had that here, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, man. That's the thing, Arch, we've talked about, you got a lot of studs. I mean, that's what makes this season so frustrating. The Buccaneers are really struggling with injuries. They've lost 3 in a row. We should be right there at 6-5 based on, you know, do your blanking job. One guy who does, Billy Bowman. How much does that hurt to lose a guy like Bowman with the Achilles?
Well, I was going to say it was a big deal. I mean, you went and drafted him for a specific reason, Mike. You went and got Billy Bowman to play the nickel spot because you weren't completely satisfied with what D. Alford had done the previous year. D. was third on the team in tackles with 80, but there were some moments where you felt like he was lost. Maybe he wasn't going to be able to fit in the position. How about D. last weekend? I had him as my guest on the coach's show. I think you referred to him, Carl. I mean, the guy is sharp as a whip. I mean, the guy understands what he needs to do. I think that Ulbrich has helped him significantly.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And understanding Jerry Grace, it significantly have brought him along. 10 tackles last week and a fumble recovery. You hate to lose Billy and you lose some of your depth, but man, if you're going to turn it over to somebody, D. Alford's been playing pretty good.
No doubt. It was a good interview, Arch, and we appreciate your time with us today, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, man. Appreciate everything you do for us, and look forward to seeing these Falcons hopefully get after the Jets this weekend.
To you guys as well. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that listens to 92.9 The Game. We appreciate y'all.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.